You're listening to SBS News.
For activist Lobsang Dongyu, traditional Tibetan art has been his refuge from the painful memories of imprisonment and torture in his homeland. He protested for Tibetan independence in the region's capital, Lhasa, in the late 1980s, before he escaped in the 1990s to nearby India on foot.
I still have this trauma from being tortured in Tibet. And mentally, if I see police or army even here, naturally, the fear and anxiety returns to me.
Mr. Dongyu arrived in Melbourne in 2014 under a humanitarian visa and speaks highly of his new life here, but his past still haunts him in some unexpected ways. He says he's 10 years older than what official documents show. The Tibetan community says the discrepancy has been caused by laws in India at the time, which meant only Tibetans born in the country and under the age of 21 would be legally permitted to stay.
After I arrived in India, the most important document was the registration certificate, which I had to obtain. And in order to obtain that document, I had to reduce my age to fit into that system.
Gabrielle Lafitte, a former development policy consultant to the Tibetan government in exile, researcher and author of books on Tibet, told SBS News such practices are unsurprising.
Tibetans in India leading a very precarious existence had to do, you know, what refugees around the world do and do whatever seems necessary, taking advantage of whatever slim and temporary opportunities arise to get some sort of official certification that they are, you know, legally in India and not to be treated as illegal aliens who could be deported.
His case is not unique in the Tibetan diaspora. Lodo Wangmo says she's 20 years older than official documents show, which put her at 41.
I didn't make up that lie, but I feel like that's what I have done, so I always feel embarrassed.
Tenzin Lobsang Kangsa is the president of the Tibetan community of Victoria.
The Tibetan community has been affected by this date of birth, quite a large number, and then mainly because, you know, they can't access the medical services and they can't get the age pension. Likewise, you know, so they're very distressed.
Lawyer Carl Shammy from Maurice Blackburn Lawyers, who is providing guidance to the Tibetan community, says the applications by their nature will be challenging to mount.
What we're dealing with here is a group of people who fled their home country many years ago, and they may come from a country which doesn't keep strong records or personal details the way that we might here in Australia. So a lot of that information might be lacking or doesn't exist, so it's quite difficult for them to piece together their supporting documentation and evidence.
So far, members of the Tibetan community have had varying degrees of success when applying to the Home Affairs Department to have their date of birth changed. A spokesperson from the department told SBS News its policy for correcting personal information is evidence-based to ensure the integrity of maintaining a single identity record for each non-citizen in Australia, and each case will be considered on a case-by-case basis. Mr. Dongyu and Ms. Wangmo remain hopeful that their records will be changed so they and other Tibetan refugees can get on with their new lives in Australia. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.